Good evening from the Carpenters Union Hall and KVMF 102.5. I'm Daniel Hogan, and it's now time for the News Hour. Copper is trading at $3.10 per pound, molybdenum staying rock solid at $11.79 since making a jump in March, and one Bitcoin today is worth about $8,384. Warmer weather and high precipitation make thunderstorms very likely all week. We'll see rain every day until Friday, when skies clear and temperatures shoot up into the high 70s and low 80s. Tomorrow, meteorologists expect a high of 67 and a low of 46, with intermittent rain likely. This hour, we'll again hear a story of economic development and restoration. Peter Yakovlev concludes his study of the Fifth Amendment and George Waring's guest editorial entitled A Tax Cut for the Oligarchy. Up first is Suzanne Stefanik with 100 Years Ago in Butte. Zorka, of course, contributes to the NewsHour every week with 100 Years Ago in Butte. You can also catch her every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KBMF with Radio Free Zorka, where she plays music from around the world. If you can bear with us for another few days, I would greatly appreciate it. That's what was said by EPA Region 8 Administrator Doug Benevento in an email exchange last week with Butte's Fritz Daly, responding to an impassioned call for the federal gag order to be lifted and the agreement between responsible parties to finally become public. As of this broadcast, there's still no word on when this will happen, but one can reasonably assume that the big reveal is not far off. With that in mind, today we revisit the work of KVMF News Investigator Emeritus Ted McDermott and a story concerning the restoration economy. The big question now is, who will pay for the cleanup? A more important one may be, who gets paid for cleaning up? This has been the KVMF NewsHour. KVMF is a project of the Butte America Foundation, a nonprofit that relies on donations to keep assets to the community like KVMF robust and creative. Our annual fund drive is occurring June 10th through the 16th, and you're encouraged to visit buteamericaradio.org, where you can find out how to support our efforts. Thank you for listening, and have an enjoyable week.